David Miliband, the Foreign Secretary, has got caught up in something he didn't want to be in. Actually, he's digging himself a bit, almost digging a bigger hole for himself, because he told the High Court judges the US had basically said that if this information relating to the torture of Binyam Mohamed, the UK resident said in Guantanamo Bay, was released, then the Americans would stop sharing intelligence with us, and that would affect Britain's national security because we rely so much on US intelligence. Now, the judges in their High Court judgment use the word threat. This is important. They use the word threat about eight times in a couple of pages. Now, we all wrote this a couple of, whenever it came out, a week or so ago, this judgment, and we said David Miliband threatened, according to the judges, that the US will stop intelligence sharing. And that is the reason why, the main reason why information couldn't be disclosed, the information which came from US officials about the torture of this UK resident. And indeed, MI5's alleged involvement in it. The next day, Miliband said, under pressure from his officials, it wasn't really a threat at all. He didn't like the word threat because that would upset the Americans even more. He said, my gosh, the British and High Court judges are actually saying these nasty Americans are threatening us. So that, of course, we said, and Mohamed's lawyers and our lawyers, that this denial of the use of the threat or Miliband saying he didn't threaten the cutoff of US intelligence at all. So we said this undermined and changed his whole defense. And then it, in a further twist of the story, we gathered that actually it was Miliband and his officials in the Foreign Office who asked the Americans, State Department, to give in writing, to say in writing, that the Americans would threaten intelligence sharing. And so now we know that it was a Miliband himself or his officials in the Foreign Office who actually encouraged the Americans to write this letter to back up Miliband's main defense in the court case here. When he said it was the Americans all the time who take the initiative, or certainly implied that. So that is why the Liberals and others are saying this is a bad and worse situation, and indeed extremely embarrassing for David Miliband, who I think at the beginning probably privately certainly wanted Binyam Mohamed to be released from Guantanamo Bay and didn't want to get involved in this messy court case about disclosure either. But he was persuaded to do so by his officials, really.
Just trying to clarify this. If I was in David Miliband's shoes, I would probably argue that it's reasonable to clarify the situation in writing. That's what he's done.
Well, that's what he's done, but he didn't say so before. And indeed, he suggested or implied pretty clearly that the initiative from the very beginning had come from the Americans. Not only orally, but in writing as well. And that's how I think everyone read the High Court judgment, which I said earlier. I said that that was the main reason why the judges said that the information should be disclosed. In fact, it's the only reason they said that the information should not be disclosed because the Americans had threatened Britain. But Miliband never, or his lawyers never explained this, never clarified this. It's only subsequently that Miliband said he didn't deny after all. Rather, that the Americans didn't threaten after all, deny that the Americans had threatened. And now we know that the British and his officials had actually asked for this threat, as it were, to be drawn up by the Americans.
So if Miliband's case for the keeping these details secret, the case of Binyam Mohamed secret, if that argument is not quite so convincing, are we going to get to hear the details?
We will sooner or later. There are two things. One is that we only want a summary, not the actual details, not great details, but a summary of 42 documents. And secondly, I think the pressure has been put on in America by American journalists and in the American courts and in American Congress, too, for that matter. And I think if we get the details, it'll come out of America first before it comes out here.